Matthew, you're a welding engineer. Tell me about how you become a welding engineer.
When I was an undergrad at the University of Alberta, I did materials engineering. And then I actually, at the time, Dr. Barry Patchett was running a welding engineering program, and I did my master's degree there and worked at Syncrude Research at the time and got a master's in welding engineering. And now there's actually a new U of A program related to welding engineering and producing welding engineers that has been established at the university.
And how are you using that in your present position here at Alberta Innovates?
Well, when I came over to, at the time, Alberta Research Council, there was no welding engineering program at all. And so I actually took that degree, took the experience of where I was and where I'd worked, and actually developed a program from scratch. I joke around with people, I had a one welder and a bench, and that's about all I had to start with. And now we have a multi-million dollar program with a brand new lab that we're renovating and upgrading as we speak. And from that, was able to work with industry to establish a program related around welding engineering, welding metallurgy, and improving productivity of the industry. That's kind of the underlying goal, is a productivity enhancement for the industry.
Now, how does this fit into the research that you're doing with the Merios program?
One of the core projects within Merios is related to welding quality and productivity for the oil sands sector. And so what we've done there, there is a productivity theme. So we have a number of fabricators, suppliers, vendors, engineering firms that are part of Merios. And then we have a number of end users, such as the Syncrude Suncores, that are part of the program. And together we're working at establishing new guidelines for acceptance of modern technologies that will enhance the production of the fabrications that are done, but also maintain the quality level necessary from the end user's operating perspective.
What are some of the problems that you're trying to solve?
One is acceptance of new technologies. In Alberta, you often see some reluctance to take on new technologies and adapt and employ them, whether it's welding processes. We do work with welding automation, new types of consumables, new types of materials. So trying to bring greater awareness to the technologies, prove out that they can be suitable, and work on ensuring that the clients, the end users at the end of the day, will accept them and find these technologies suitable for the end application in their operating facilities, where for them, reliability and quality are key.
What other problems?
We also look at trying to streamline industry practices. So if you look across the industry, there's a lot of, I don't want to call it waste, but a lot of inefficiency. So we're trying to see if by bringing various sectors of the industry together, can we come up with recommended guidelines or other best practices that will ensure efficiency throughout the supply chain in the metal fabrication sector.
Can you give me a specific example of how this might work?
For sure. If you think of this stereotypical welder, it's a guy with a truck and he has stick electrode on the back of the truck and he's going to weld it manually. We do a lot of work of trying to say, okay, well, let's take that same welder, but let's give him a semi-automatic process, a wire-fed process, or perhaps some level of automation or mechanization. So it's still the same application, it's still the same welding, but it's trying to bring technologies to bear that will improve their productivity, allow the welders to be safer, to be more comfortable, and at the end of the day, bring benefits to the entire market in the province.
How important is welding in the energy and the oil sands construction and general day-to-day business?
It's very important. If you look at new capital projects that's been announced for the oil sands industry, depending on which estimate you look at, it's in the multi-billions, over $150 billion to $180 billion, depending on which newspaper it says that day. And a significant portion of an oil sands plant or a new project in the energy sector is new construction. And metal fabrication, supplying the materials, welding materials, fabricating the components is a huge component of that. And so what we're trying to do is make the Alberta industry more viable and economically and more productive to compete not only nationally but across North America and foreign. There's a lot of work that's being lost to foreign shares. There's a lot of work being built in Asia, in overseas markets that are being shipped over here. And so a lot of our work is to try and ensure that we bring technologies that allow the small, medium enterprise metal fabricators in this province to compete and to keep that market share and not lose it. So that's on the new construction. There's also the maintenance and reliability, in that the oil sands firms and energy firms are going to spend quite a bit of money and effort on maintenance and keeping the plants operating, and welding and weld overlays and corrosion resistant materials. And a lot of these technologies are very crucial to maintaining a reliable operating plant.
Well, that's your overall objectives, but how do you actually reach that? What research are you doing to improve these situations?
Some of the unique things that we do is we'll do laboratory testing of new technology. So we'll take something a company developed or develop something in-house, whether it's a new process, a new way to weld it, a new material to weld with. We'll trial it out at a laboratory scale, prove it out, say, you know, this has great potential. Next, we'll take it into a welding shop, work with qualified welders, work in a production environment and say, okay, let's see how it performs in this sort of environment, track it, look at the weld quality, look at how suitable is it for service. And that's where the end users come in, that they'll give us the testing regimes that they want to see and the properties of the welded product at the end of the day that they need to suit their application. The uniqueness of Merios is we're working not only with the end users but the fabricators at the same time to answer all of the questions along the way.
Well, give me a specific example, one of your successes then.
We've done a lot of work with flux cord arc welding. This is a type of welding process where it's a wire-fed process, so instead of welding one stick at a time where everyone, again, the stereotypical welder grabbing a stick electrode and he melts it down, this is a continuously fed wire process. And we've done extensive testing in our lab. We've done trials in numerous shops, probably about close to half a dozen different shops, and have achieved very good properties and for a wide range of applications, and are now writing a recommended guideline for how a fabricator could utilize this process in new metal fabrications for the oil sands sector. So it's kind of what I call research to reality, is taking an idea, proving it out, and then the end of the day is providing the guidelines and the recommendations so that the industry can take that and commercialize it and move on. So that's our part of the innovation cycle, and the commercialization cycle is taking an idea and proving its suitability and setting it up such that industry can take it forward.
What is the future of welding?
There always will be the welder with his unit that will go to the place that needs to be welded. There'll still be people using stick welding. You know, the oldest technologies are still going to be used. What I envision is that over time, the reliance on older technologies is going to become less and less. So yes, automation will fit in certain applications where it makes sense. It could be in the field sometimes, it could be definitely in the shops. And what we're going to find is I see that no one welding technology is going to eclipse and replace all applications. I see industry becoming more comprehensive to select the optimum technology to suit the application they're working on instead of just relying on one or two approaches.
Thank you very much, Matthew.
Thank you.